mighty wonderful to see. It is a land I understand, and is there I long to be.
The cowboys cry, yippee-yay.
Deep in the heart of Texas,
the dog is bawl and bawl and bawl.
Deep in the heart of Texas,
a coyote wail along the trail.
Deep in the heart of Texas,
the rabbit died and died and died.
Wait a minute, Jack. That's not the words of that song.
It ain't?
Rabbits rush around the brush.
Yeah, but the rabbits are all dead. They can't rush around the brush.
Oh, now, wait. You mean somebody shot all the rabbits in Texas? Somebody poisoned all the rabbits?
Why, poisoned all?
Well, how come all the rabbits in Texas to die?
The boll weevils run them to death.
Why'd the boll weevils run them to death?
Trying to get the cotton out of their tails.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Tilly, never truer words were spoken. You know, a snuff user is harder to please than a user of any other kind of tobacco because he gets the actual taste of it. And that's why millions prefer Dantle snuff. They can taste the high quality of this costly tobacco. They can taste the rich, golden, mellow flavor of a leaf tobacco which is aged for 3 years. They can taste the delicacy of a tobacco toasted for mildness. They taste the smoothness of a tobacco with a silken texture. Yes, friends, the real taste of flavor, mildness, smoothness, and tobacco gives extra satisfaction. So try Dantle Snuff. In tobacco, you'll agree, taste is the thing.
And now, neighbors, Lonnie Love, that crossroad crooner. Yes, your special blues singer. Blues in jail. Lonnie, how long have you been in jail, Bud?
I ain't been here, but I've still got the blues.
You have? All right, then. Blues it out. Oh, yeah.
I've got the blues so bad that the sky's not blue, it's gray. I've got the blues so bad that the sky's not blue, it's gray. All it took was a woman to get me feeling this way. Gonna make her clear my name. I'm gonna find that gal, gonna make her clear my name. And after that is done, never fool with another day.
Oh. I wish you a lot of luck, Lonnie, about finding that gal. We found our gal. Here she is in Fashionville. Come on, everybody. Let's go.
And now here's one of those gals in the motor unit of the Red Cross tinkering with the motor of a pickup truck. The motor under her bonnet is haywire, too. It's Tinkering Tilly Thrasher. As our scene opens, Tilly is out in front of the porch at the general store, right in front of the hitching post. She's trying to get the store's delivery truck to start, and Uncle Ned is helping her. Let's listen.
Oh, fiddlestick! Wouldn't this blame thing go on the blink just when I need to haul something for the Red Cross?
Yes, well, step on the start again, Tilly.
Oh, fudge. It don't do no good, Uncle Ned. It
A horsepower? I don't know.
Well, find out. Lift up the hood and count the plugs.
Oh, Dag, never the thunder, Tilly. I can't do another thing. I feel sort of kind of sick in my stomach, like.
Oh, dear. Well, go on to house. I ain't got no time for sick folks. Did you test that there oil like I told you?
Oh, did you say test? Well, I thought you said taste.
Oh, goodness gracious, mercy. You're a big hope. And leave me start this here car now. Oh, no, Dad. This here auto is just like 11 into 7. It won't go. What in the tarnation ails it, Uncle Ned?
I don't know, Tilly. It was all right when Lonnie delivered Miss Meadows' groceries a while ago.
Oh, did that dadgum Miss Meadows order groceries this morning? Oh, I wish that had been there to put them up for us. I'd have sure put rapsizing in them taters she ordered. You just wait till I get my code book what I ordered from the mail order catalog, Uncle Ned. I'll learn that there code to them shortwave messages, and I'll cut to old Miss Meadows sending out spy information, too. That'll fix her.
Yes, well, in the meantime, how about fixing this here also?
I can't. I don't know nothing else to do to it.
Here, let me get in the seat with you and see if I can find any buttons to push or gadgets to pull. I sworn it was a mistake to give up horses in the first place. And I'm glad to see them coming back into their own during this year's tire shortage. You know, I read somewhere that General MacArthur was assaulting up American Mustangs with them there Australian kangaroos for the cavalry. Them animals not only gallop to their destination, why, they jump over all the rivers on the way.
Oh, MacArthur never done no such. I don't believe no such tale as that there. And I ain't got no time for your foolishness, Uncle Ned. Why, I thought you was going to figure out why the car wouldn't run.
Well, I have. You ain't got the switch on.
Oh, well, that there is a bag. Well, leave me turn it on here and see if the blame thing will start. I bet you I went and run the battery down. Well, I'll step on the starter and see. Oh, boy, sure enough, it started.
Well, wait a minute, stop it. It's running away. Here, stop. You're running into the general store. Look out. Just look what you done, Paul. Knocked down the hitching post, the boys whittling bench, and run through the screen door of the store.
Well, listen, if I hadn't been such a good driver, I would have did some damage. I'm such a good driver, Uncle Ned. It's why the women put me in charge of the share motor unit. Why, I could even be a pilot if and I had an airplane.
Yes, you could be a pilot if you had an airplane. Why, shuck, you'd pilot here and pilot right there. You know, if you ask me, this here squad of women drivers is America's secret weapon. Why, if the government will send you over to Tokyo, you create a traffic jam, the whole Jap army would be pile left to untangle.
Well, maybe Uncle Ned's suggestion is one the Army can use, but what we're interested in is Tilly's code book, which she's ordered from the mail order catalog. If Mrs. Meadows is a spy, Tilly can catch her.
You are exactly right, Colonel. Yes, sir. Maybe we can find another good old cow song in that code book. We found one when I had my pony on the range. Gentlemen, let's sing it.
Where the campfire is burning for that old prairie I'm yearning. Out where the longhorn cattle roam. As long as I live, I will call it my home. Give me my pony on the range. Let me ride.
Tobacco takes on a new meaning when you get the actual taste of it. It gives you extra enjoyment, extra pleasure. Try Dantle Snuff and get the real taste of tobacco. Try either flavor. Both are rich in taste satisfaction. Dental Scotch Snuff in the yellow label can has the true flavor of pure, field-ripened, time-mellowed, natural leaf tobacco. Dental Sweet Snuff in the blue label can has the same mild tobacco flavor, seasoned with an appealing, zesty tang that peps up your taste. Now take your choice, but call for it by name. Don't just say Scotch or Sweet Snuff when you buy it. Be sure the name Dental is on the can. This is your assurance of receiving genuine Dental Snuff.
And now, neighbors, it's time for our daily hymn, and here it is. His yoke is easy, his burden is light.
His yoke is easy, his burden is light.
I found it so.
He leadeth me by day and by night, where living waters flow. His yoke is easy, his burden is light.
I found it so.
He leadeth me by day and by night, where living waters flow.
And here's our closing memory thought. Renew, O God, within the hearts of men the golden rule, and give it life again.
Time to see your friend today. Get up,
you
snuff, you climb, and up to feeling fine and gay.
You love that fine flavor you get in dental snuff? Millions do.
You've just heard the Dental Snuff Variety Show, presented with the best wishes of American Snuff Company, Memphis, Tennessee, makers of Dental and Garrett Scotch Snuff, and Dental Sweet and Garrett Sweet Snuff.